And that's your auntie and uncle on that, yeah?
Yeah, they're playing. My uncle's on the sax, and yeah, so they're playing in that band, and I'm pretty sure they'll be happy for me to give them a mention. So yeah,
there you go. You see, they'll be on Glastonbury next year. Absolutely. You watch. So you've been away for 4.5 years. Why did you decide to come back? I mean, you know, this is a whistle stop tour, as we said, but why have you decided to come back?
Well, this time around, I mean, it sort of made sense because of the Euros in France, obviously just being next door, and my my cousin was getting married in Liverpool. So it just made sense for me to, you know, experience the Euros as an England fan and head back here, go to my cousin's wedding, and then obviously see a few family and friends. And some of my friends actually haven't seen since I left, so it's sort of a good reason for me to come back too. So.
What's it like coming back? It must feel a bit weird, does it? A bit odd?
Yeah, it does. It does. It does a bit feel a bit weird. I went down my old street. I mean, look, it's been 4 years, but still, I was walking down my other street the other day, and my old street, and I was just talking to my mate Marty, and I was just like, this is weird. Like, I can't adjust, you know what I mean? I don't know. It's just because it's different, you know what I mean? And, you know, I think when you're away, you remember what was happening in your life then, and sort of to, you know, even though some people say when you're away, things don't change, but they actually do, you know, people do get on with their lives and things do change. So it's a bit hard to grasp, but yeah, I'm glad to be back. It's nice. It's nice to be back in Teesside, so.
And coming back, and as you said, wandering around and just seeing, I suppose, how much things have changed. I mean, has it changed a lot since you've been away?
I think, well, certainly, you know, with my family and friends, people have got older and sort of got married and, you know, things like that. And that's obviously changed. Being from Stockton, you know, Stockton's quieting down, unfortunately, quite a lot, sort of, as, you know, the going out scene and things like that. And pubs have been closing down, which is very unfortunate. So that side of things, yeah. Because when I was obviously living in Stockton for, you know, 24 years of my life, you know, from about 18 onwards, Stockton town was generally okay, you know what I mean, to go out with and things like that. But since then, there's nothing. It's quieting down a lot, unfortunately. So, yeah, in that respect, yeah. Obviously, being away, you know, sort of looking at things and sort of having an outlook on life, it has changed for me. And like you mentioned earlier, I've certainly wised up a little bit, you know, and I think for the better. So lots of things have changed for me, for sure.
And people welcome you back with open arms, though, do they?
Yeah.
Or is
yeah.
it a case that you've got to get to know people again? Ever so slightly, like a best mate from school who looks in and goes, "Hey, Tommy. Hey, you all right? Yeah, I'm fine." And there's this like awkward, like couple of minutes conversation before you sort of like lapse back into how you used to be.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but I mean, with my closest friends, really, there's always that sort of natural bond that you can always relate to. You know, maybe I might have been traveling and my life might have been different compared to them for the last 4 years, but that doesn't mean that we're still not close and we still laugh about the same things, you know. So I understand what you're saying, but my closest friends, there's always going to be that sort of, you know, that friendship there. But, you know, people will say that I have changed. I've a little bit more calmed down now and, like I said, a little bit more wiser. So maybe they can see it more than me.
You went to the Euros. What was that like? I mean, let's not talk about what happened on the pitch, i.e. being an England fan, but going to that as an experience.
Oh, brilliant. Expensive, first of all. Spent so much money. But brilliant experience. I mean, you know, went to Brazil 2 years ago, and that was fantastic in its own right. But I actually enjoyed the Euros a lot more. Actually, I just there was a lot more England fans there, and I just felt more comfortable. Sort of, I'd already had the experience of going to a football tournament before. So, yeah, it was brilliant. England fans in great voice, some hilarious songs. I don't want to go home. I don't want to go to work and things like that. And just lots of fun times, really. I mean, it was spoiled by a couple of things that happened, which I spoke to Rob about on BBC T-Sport. You know, obviously with the whole the Russian, you know, mob that came to sort of attack England fans, which was ridiculous, really. But, you know, apart from that, really good spirits, England fans. And unfortunately, England didn't perform on the pitch, which was sort of an inevitable thing, really, unfortunately. But good experience, great weather. I mean, in the south of France, fantastic food, like, you know, pubs and bars, really vibrant. And at that point, when you go to the Euros or a football tournament, especially the start of it, you've got so many different nationalities, which are obviously very high in hopes. So everyone's happy. So it's contagious, you know. So it was a good experience, and I'm glad I got to all three of England group games because they were the best ones. So.
You didn't get caught up in any trouble, did you?
No, I didn't. That trouble that happened with the Russia fans, obviously prior to the Russia game, I was sort of not. It happened in Marseille's Old Port, and I'd got a call or a message from Rob Law saying, can you sort of let us know what's going on, if there's any trouble and things like that. And I'd got there afterwards, so there was glass on the floor and tear gas up in the air, and there was, like, you know, McDonald's had closed down, and sort of in Marseille. So it was a bit hectic, but I'd got there afterwards, so I was sort of on the aftermath of it.
Because again, you've mentioned Rob a couple of times. It has to be said that you and Rob go back a long way. Your pals from school, is it?
Yeah. We used to be, I think it was science class is what I remember. I remember was doing nothing in science class. So basically just messing about. And so we used to go to Grange together. So that's how I know Rob.
Okay, that's why we've alluded to Rob on the show a couple of times this afternoon. I mean, what was it like? I mean, here you are, you're coming back after 4 years away. Mm. You're coming back to a relative's wedding in Liverpool, you're going off to the Euros, and all of a sudden you've appeared on the radio, and then we know you're out there, and then we're getting in touch with you saying, you know, can you tell us what it's like out there? You become a bit of a media darling.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm happy to do things like this. To be honest, I'm actually, I'm doing a bit of freelance writing on my travels, and sort of I think eventually if I do push it, it might lead to some sort of form of journalism anyway. This is good for me. I like speaking to yourself and sort of telling you guys what's going on, and it's also good to sort of have a local voice, you know, reporting back. I think, you know, especially with the Euros, I said that the England fans weren't to blame for all the violence, and at that point a lot of major media outlets in England had sort of blamed English fans, so it's good to have a local and a true voice, I think, if you can say that, to sort of tell the Teesside audience. So it's good. I enjoy it.
All right. Let's have another bit of music. We've got U2 that you want to hear this afternoon. What's the song and why?
Yeah, it's U2, Ordinary Love. It's the soundtrack to Mandela, Long Walk to Freedom. I just think it's a good song, and I just really like it. You know, Long Walk to Freedom. Freedom's traveling, so I sort of relate.